Welcome back. We're now on day 3 of dealing with the inner critic. I'm Sean Fargo. In the very first exercise of this series, we looked at the 3 core identities that the inner critic tends to harshly critique. First is, am I competent? And the second is what I'd like to explore today. Am I a good person or worthy of care? Of course, the inner critic says, no, I'm just not a good person or not enough of a good person. Who would love me? Who would care about me? Or I'm worthless. Something along those lines. So what does this inner critic say about who I actually am? It can be really helpful to bring mindfulness to all the situations that we say when we're not a good person. We feel unworthy. What are those situations? Are they career related? Family related? Do they seem existential in nature? Do they tend to surface in relationship? What are the different situations that the inner critic harshly critiques us on? So let's bring mindfulness to this in a quick exercise. Let's first find a posture that feels both relaxed and alert. It can be helpful to sit upright or to stand upright with your feet flat on the floor. And bring awareness to our breathing as we breathe in and out. Can be helpful to bring awareness to our intentions when our inner critic tends to surface most. And to realize that for most of us, our intentions are complex. There's usually a mix of intentions. Can be helpful to acknowledge whenever your intentions were self-motivated or not as good or wholesome or pure as you may have wished. Can acknowledge to yourself the parts of your behavior that maybe you didn't like. To notice when we label our behavior as all bad or all good, but to notice there's a mixture of wholesome and unwholesome. That we want to be happy. That deep down, we really are worthy of love, worthy of care. That deep down, we really are a good person. So to remember, our intentions are complex. Everyone's intentions are a mixture of wholesome and self-motivated. So the next time your inner critic tends to surface around this core identity of being a good person or worthy of care, remember, my intentions are sometimes complex, but deep down, I'm worthy of love. Thank you for joining me in this exercise today. I look forward to being with you again tomorrow for our next session on day 4 of Dealing with the Inner Critic.